Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Now that you have the hang of it, we're going to think about the things that we're grateful for in the months of July through December in one scoop. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. So if you haven't done so already, if you want to have an outlook on 2018, a positive outlook that will support you in 2019, we will go through July, August, September, October, November, and December's gratitudes, and write down three things that make us feel grateful when we think about them from each month, and we'll write them down along with the first 6 months that I hope you've written down. The way I do it and what I think is the easiest way to do this exercise is by looking at the pictures, at the photos you took in 2018. I like to go to photos.google.com, where I have my photos, and just search for any particular month that I want. I've written them all down and I have a beautiful perspective of 2018. So let me share with you a few of them. In July, I was very happy and grateful that Yuki, a beautiful Akita Inu, came into our life. It's my girlfriend's sister dog. But since we've spent so much time at their place, we somehow felt that it is our dog as well. He is so loving and he brings so much joy to all of the family. And one of the things that I love about him is the fact that somehow he manages to be there for everyone. He didn't really pick someone who he likes more or anything. He comes and spends a little time with each and every member of the family. And for both me and my girlfriend, it's somehow a dream come true because we've been raised in apartments. We still live in an apartment and we can't have a dog of our own. It's also really beautiful to see how much it grew from the puppy it was in July to the big doggo that he is now. In August, I'm really grateful that we were able to spend so much time in the water, in the pool, relaxing and having fun. Even more so, I had a safe place where I can practice my, let's say, swimming. I've gotten better at it, but I can't say yet that I'm a swimmer. In September, it was the first time when me and my parents went together to a resort, and I'm really grateful for the quality time that we spent together there. Also in September, we've joined Young Living, ordered our premium starter kit, and since then we've experienced a beautiful spa-like atmosphere in our home and wherever we go, actually, because we take our diffuser everywhere. In October, I'm really proud of myself and I'm really grateful that I was able to overcome a limitation. It was the first time when I flew outside of Europe, and it wasn't really a short flight, it was an almost 16-hour flight in total. But the even more amazing thing was the destination. So in October, I'm really grateful that we visited Bali. I finally had that experience of paradise, especially when visiting Nusa Dua, where the water is clear and the weather is amazing, having coconut trees in the background and a beautiful blue sky. In November, we took care of our friend's cat, Maya, a sweet soul, a Scottish fold, that we ended up loving quite a lot. In December, I'm grateful for the fact that we were able to make so many gifts to family and friends, and that we've spent some beautiful days together with the family. As you can imagine, I could go into a lot of detail about each experience, about each thing that I'm grateful for, in each of these months. I have more, of course, on my list, but I don't want to bore you with them. I want you to get some ideas on what you could think about, on the simple experiences that made an impact that you appreciated in 2018. And my invitation is to write them down. When you'll see how many beautiful experiences you had in 2018, you'll find yourself much more resourceful to create an even more beautiful and more fulfilling 2019. So wherever it's easier for you, write them down. On your smartphone, on your laptop, in your notebook, in your gratitude journal. Wherever it's easier for you, as long as you write them down and you get the beautiful perspective of 2018. Of course, you can also get creative and just take your favorite photos from 2018 and put them in a folder or create a wallpaper with them. For instance, one beautiful gift that we received for Christmas from some friends that we were in Bali with was a picture frame with a picture containing photos from Bali. And it's such a beautiful reminder of that experience and of the blessing that we received in 2018. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing. And now for a short announcement. Are you a woman who wants to change the world? Would you like to learn how Ben Gioia, an alumni of the Gratitude Podcast, was able to 7x his income in 11 months without sacrificing his authenticity, integrity, or soul? He'll be holding a free masterclass on Thursday, to which you're invited. You'll find the link in the description.